Hello, and welcome to your GCSE Physical Education Revision Podcast. I'm really glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most practically useful topics in the entire OCR specification, SMART goal setting. This is topic 5.1, and it comes up in the written exam more often than you might expect, so getting this right can genuinely make a difference to your grade. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. Goal setting, really? How hard can it be? But here's the thing. This topic catches out a surprising number of candidates every single year, and usually for the same reasons. By the end of this episode, you'll know exactly what those mistakes are and how to avoid them. We'll cover the five principles of SMART goals, how to apply them to real sporting scenarios, the exam tips you need to pick up every available mark, and we'll finish with a quick-fire quiz to test your recall. So let's get into it. Let's start with the basics. SMART is an acronym, and each letter stands for a specific principle of effective goal setting. On the OCR specification, that's J587, the five letters stand for specific, measurable, achievable, recorded, and timed. Write that down if you haven't already. Specific, measurable, achievable, recorded, timed. I'll say it one more time. SMART. And I want you to pay particular attention to the R because that is the single most common mistake candidates make, and we'll come back to it. So let's go through each one. S is for specific. A specific goal clearly identifies exactly what you want to achieve. It names the sport, the skill, the component of fitness, or the technique involved. A vague goal like I want to get fitter is not specific. A specific goal sounds like this. I want to improve my cardiovascular endurance to complete a 5-kilometer run, or I want to increase my upper body strength to improve my swimming stroke. Notice how those goals name the component of fitness, cardiovascular endurance, upper body strength, and link it to a specific activity. That's what examiners want to see when they award marks for specific. M is for measurable. A measurable goal uses numbers, data, or quantifiable targets so that you can objectively track whether you're making progress. This is where candidates can really impress examiners. Instead of saying, I want to run faster, a measurable goal says, I want to reduce my 100-meter sprint time from 14.2 seconds to 13.7 seconds. That half-second reduction is measurable. You can time it, you can compare it, you can see whether you've achieved it. Other examples? Scoring 8 out of 10 penalty kicks, increasing grip strength by 10%, or reducing body fat percentage by 2 points. The key is quantitative data, actual numbers. A is for achievable. An achievable goal is one that is challenging enough to push you forward, but realistic enough that it doesn't destroy your motivation. This is a really important psychological point. If a goal is too easy, you won't push yourself. If it's too hard, if it's completely out of reach, you'll lose motivation, feel anxious, and possibly give up training altogether. Examiners specifically want you to link the concept of achievable to motivation and the prevention of anxiety. So if you're writing about why a goal should be achievable, always mention those two things: maintaining motivation and preventing performance anxiety. Now we come to R, and this is the big one. On the OCR specification, R stands for recorded, not realistic, recorded. I cannot stress this enough. Every year, candidates write realistic and lose marks. On OCR J587, R is recorded. Full stop. A recorded goal is one that is written down in a training diary, a fitness app, a logbook, or any other format so that you can monitor your progress over time. Why does recording matter? Because it creates a paper trail of your performance. You can look back and see whether you're improving, whether you need to adjust your training, and whether you're on track to meet your deadline. Recording also helps with accountability. If it's written down, you're more likely to stick to it. For AO3 evaluation questions, examiners want you to explain that recorded targets allow for effective monitoring of progress over time. That phrase, monitoring of progress over time, is worth remembering. And finally, T is for timed. A timed goal has a clear deadline, a specific date or time frame by which you aim to achieve it. This is not about how long a training session lasts. I'll say that again because it's another common mistake. Time does not mean the duration of a workout. It means the deadline for achieving the goal. So a timed goal sounds like, I will achieve this by the end of the 6-week training block, or I will hit this target before my county trials in March. Having a deadline creates urgency and focus. Without a time frame, goals can drift indefinitely. So to recap the five principles, specific, name the exact sport, skill, or fitness component. Measurable, use numbers and quantitative data. Achievable, realistic challenge that maintains motivation and prevents anxiety. Recorded, written down to allow monitoring of progress over time. Timed, a clear deadline, not a session duration. Now, let's talk about how these principles work together in practice. Imagine a netball player who wants to improve her shooting. A SMART goal for her might look like this. I will increase my shooting accuracy in netball from 60% to 75%, that's specific and measurable, by practicing 50 shots per training session 3 times a week, that's achievable, recording my accuracy percentage after each session in my training diary, that's recorded, with the aim of reaching 75% by the end of the 8-week preseason block, and that's timed. That is a textbook SMART goal, and if you can write something like that in your exam, you will be picking up marks across all 3 assessment objectives. Right. Let's talk about the exam itself. The OCR GCSE PE written paper tests you across 3 assessment objectives. AO1 is knowledge and understanding, worth 30%. AO2 is application, worth 40%. And AO3 is analysis and evaluation, worth 30%. For AO1 questions, you'll typically see command words like identify or define. These are 1 or 2 mark questions. For these, you just need to recall the correct term. Remember, R is recorded, not realistic. That single fact is worth a mark. For AO2 questions, you'll see describe or explain with a sporting scenario. You need to apply the SMART principles to a specific athlete or situation. Always name the component of fitness, use actual numbers for measurable, and link achievable to motivation. For AO3 questions, you'll see evaluate or analyze. These are the higher mark questions, often 4 to 6 marks. Here you need to make judgments. For example, evaluate the importance of goals being recorded. A strong answer would say that recorded goals allow athletes to monitor progress over time, identify plateaus in performance, adjust training accordingly, and maintain motivation by seeing evidence of improvement. A weak answer just says, so you don't forget them. Go deeper. Always explain the consequence. The 3 most common mistakes, and please avoid these. Number 1. Writing realistic for R, it's recorded on OCR, always. Number 2, saying timed means how long a training session is. It means the deadline for achieving the goal. Number 3, writing vague specific goals. Get fitter is not specific. Improve cardiovascular endurance to run 5 kilometers in under 25 minutes is specific. One more tip. In evaluation questions, if you're asked why an athlete might struggle without SMART goals, always link back to motivation and adherence. The absence of SMART principles leads to a decline in motivation and a drop in training adherence. That's the evaluative point examiners are looking for. Okay, quiz time. I'll ask 5 questions, 1 for each letter of SMART. Try to answer each one before I give you the answer. Question 1. What does the S in SMART stand for, and what must a specific goal include? Answer. Specific. It must name the exact sport, skill, or component of fitness. Question 2. What does the M stand for, and give an example of a measurable target for a sprinter? Answer. Measurable. For example, reducing 100-meter sprint time by 0.5 seconds. Question 3. What does the A stand for, and what 2 psychological factors must you link it to? Answer. Achievable. Link it to maintaining motivation and preventing performance anxiety. Question 4. What does the R stand for on OCR J587, and what is the wrong answer that many candidates write? Answer. Recorded. The wrong answer, which loses marks, is realistic. Question 5. What does the T stand for, and what is the common mistake candidates make when defining it? Answer. Timed. A deadline for achieving the goal. The common mistake is saying it means the duration of a training session. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant. If you stumbled on any, go back and review that section. Let's wrap up. Today we covered the 5 SMART principles as defined by the OCR specification: specific, measurable, achievable, recorded, and timed. We looked at how to apply them to real sporting scenarios, and we went through the most common exam mistakes to avoid. The 3 things I really want you to take away from today. First, R is recorded, not realistic. Second, timed means a deadline, not a session duration. Third, for evaluation questions, always link SMART goals to motivation and adherence. If you want to test yourself further, try writing a full SMART goal for a sport you play or study. Make sure it includes all five elements. Name the fitness component, use a number, make it realistic, write it down, and set a deadline. Thank you so much for listening. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode. You've got this!